In any given year, 2,500 Australians will die by suicide, and rates increase in rural areas. A new website is looking at the ripple effect of suicide felt in these communities and is trying to find innovative ways to combat it. The Wire's Bonnie Parker has this report.
I had my own battle with mental illness and tried to take my life several years ago. When I got back to my farm, I realised that that's sort of when all the help really stopped, and I had a couple of mates around me. They took their lives going through a similar sort of thing.
That's Bill Stockman, and it's his own experience with mental health issues that's led him to work in raising awareness of depression and suicide in rural communities. And now he's the chair of the Riverland Suicide Prevention Network in South Australia. It's also what got him involved in the Ripple Effect, a website launched earlier in the year that's inviting people from rural communities affected by suicide to share their stories and insight. The project has been designed to help reduce the stigma around rural suicide. Dr. Alison Kennedy from the National Centre for Farmer Health is involved in the project.
I think people in rural areas and farming communities particularly are fantastic at helping other people, but they're just not used to asking for help themselves. Quite self-sufficient, quite sort of goal-focused. And so when it comes to needing support themselves, that's really difficult for people to do, even when they want to or know that they do need some support.
Dr. Kennedy says the ripple effect is one part of the beginning of a process to combat this stigma.
Certainly the aim of the project is to start those conversations, to turn that negative ripple of stigma around into a positive ripple of support, really. We want to create a format, I think, that's comfortable for farmers to participate in. It really is something that's been designed by rural people, specifically for rural people to participate and feel comfortable in. And I think we do have to be quite innovative in some of the methods that we're using to try and prevent suicide and to support people through social and emotional wellbeing challenges, because what may work in city area won't necessarily work in a rural area.
Bill Stockman says that isolation is a major contributing factor in the prevalence of mental health issues in rural and farming communities.
30, 40 years ago, every farmer used to employ three or four workmen on their properties because you needed the manual labour. But these days, machinery's just got so big. A job that used to take seven or eight men, there's one machine, one fella sitting out there on his own doing exactly the same job, and it's just the isolation. I also think the internet's got a lot to do with it. Instead of travelling salesmen and everything coming to your property and, you know, sitting around the kitchen table having a yarn, everything seems to be done online these days. And it just all adds to that, you know, farmers being more and more isolated.
Bill says getting people talking about mental health is the first step in removing the stigma.
Suicide's been something that's been around for generations, but it's never been talked about. I guess, you know, in the olden days, people that have committed suicide have committed a crime. So a lot of the older people sort of refrain from talking about it. You know, they feel it's illegal. Now, these days, you actually don't say someone committed suicide. You either you say they've taken their lives, is probably the best way to put it, because, you know, you're so committed, and that's really putting them in the category that they've really done something wrong. They're a criminal.
The ripple effect is open to people with a personal experience of suicide, but also to family and friends and people from the rural community impacted. Bill's advice, if you're concerned about someone's mental health, is to talk to them.
Let them know that you're concerned about them. I know in my case, and I know in my other mate's case, that family members and friends around them were actually talking about them, worried about their mental health at the time and worried about what they might do, but no one actually approached me or approached my mate and said, look, we're worried, you know, and tried to get them help. If my parents, for instance, had come to me and said, you know, look, we're really worried, we know you're not travelling that well, I mean, I would have lied and said, no, you're being stupid, you know, I'm fine, because that's what you do, you can hide behind it. Some people are afraid to say it, but have to sort of hit rock bottom to realise that they can't sink any lower than this and the only way is up. And they're the success stories, I guess. You know, unfortunately, some people do hit the rock bottom and they do take their own lives. I went to a funeral of a young girl here 6 months ago. It's a mate of mine's wife, and everyone knew she had mental health issues, and she'd actually gone to try and get help, and the system just let her down. To go to her funeral and see the 400 people that were there and her three young girls that she'd left behind, she would have been in the headspace where she thought she didn't matter. You know, if I wasn't here, no one would miss me. And she took her life. But just to see the support, the people that were at the funeral, it was just mind-boggling. Like, everyone does matter.
Jack Kinnar is a dairy farmer from southwest Victoria. He has also been involved in the ripple effect. He says the project means a lot because it will get the issue out to the broader community and get people talking.
It's got to get to a stage where the pride's taken away, and if you've got it, you've got it. You've just got to get it out there in the community that if you've got a mental illness, that we just must talk about it and it must be discussed more. It's talking, it's just getting the message out there, and that it's okay to be unwell with a mental illness, because nearest and dearest are not going to love you any less just because you've got a mental illness. In fact, it's like the teabag effect. Teabag's no good unless it's in hot water. A lot of your friends, you don't realise how good they are until they're tested, and that's what you learn from being down and out, is just the value of your family, your friends, community, and that sort of thing.
Dairy farmer Jack Kinnar closing that report from The Wire's Bonnie Parker. You can find out more about the project by heading to their website, therippleeffect.com.au. And if this story has raised any concerns for you, contact Lifeline on 131114.